Hello and welcome back to Stories with Sammy. This is a weekly segment where I tell you my own stories that I made from my childhood. Alright, without further ado, let me tell you the story of this week. It's called The Tale of Two Dragons. So, the story goes like this. It is an autumn evening in 1476 China. A ninja named Kirito has run away from his home in Japan as he had committed a horrific act. He is being followed by a ninja named Asuna for months. He wants to confront the ninja, so he tries to lure her into a temple and he is successful. Now both of them confront each other. But before that happens, we go through a flashback. Back then, China used to have a lot of conflicts between religions. And one day, religions had enough and they formed a pact with other religions and they went out and asked for protection. They asked specifically the great dragons at the time for protection and the dragons agreed. So the dragons would always protect the villages from attacks and then they would help them in rebuilding them. However, one of the dragons, filled with greed for respect and power, abandons the village. The other dragon tries to stop him from fleeing, but both of them instead have a huge battle in which the dragon, filled with greed, prevails by killing the other dragon. As time passes by, the dragon, filled with greed, realizes what he had done and felt great regret and sorrow. So one day, he hears this voice telling him to come down to earth if he wishes to find peace for what he had done. We return back to the two ninjas battling each other in the temple. So Asuna throws three blades at Kirito and says, "You have no honor to be here." Kirito dodges the blades by leaning to the left and says, "Who are you to tell me about honor? You think I don't know you have been following me ever since I left Japan?" He then picks up his bow and shoots an arrow towards Asuna. Asuna then hides behind a wall, deflecting the arrow. "Can you really not remember this voice?" She then turns out in the open and says, "Oni-san," which is Japanese for big brother, while slowly taking off her mask. Kirito, who is just shocked at what just happened, drops his bow to the ground and says, No, is it you, Imoto?" Which is Japanese for little sister. "But how? I killed you and saw you fall." He then falls to his knees and says, "If you're here to kill me, why don't you just finish with it?" Asuna runs fast as light with the blade and stops right before the blade touches the throat and says, "Oni-san, get up. I have forgiven and forgotten for what had happened. The world is coming much worse with evil, and we must do what we always used to, protect the good and innocent." Kirito, who then slowly gets up, and he then says, It really is you, Asuna, my old sister." We then go back to the flashback about the two dragons. The dragon filled with greed then becomes a human being and sets out on a journey to find peace. One day he goes to a temple to confront someone who has been following him. He finds out that someone was his sister, who he had killed when he was filled with greed. The sister forgives the brother for his wrongdoing, and then both of them set out on a journey to protect the good and the innocent. That was the story, guys. Thanks for listening for this week, and hope to see you next week for a whole new story. Thank you.